Next moment, what seemed to be a great green and gold comet had come zooming into the stadium. It did one circuit of the stadium, then split into two smaller comets, each hurtling towards the goalposts. A rainbow arced suddenly across the pitch, connecting the two balls of light. The crowd oohed and ahed as though at a firework display. Now the rainbow faded, and the balls of light reunited and merged. They had formed a great, shimmering shamrock, which rose up into the sky and began to soar over the stands. Something like golden rain seemed to be falling from it. "Excellent!" yelled Ron, as the shamrock soared over their heads, and heavy gold coins rained from it, bouncing off their heads and seats. Squinting up at the shamrock, Harry realized that it was actually composed of thousands of tiny little bearded men with red waistcoats, each carrying a minute lamp of gold or green. "Leprechauns!" said Mr. Weasley, over the tumultuous applause of the crowd, many of whom were still fighting and rummaging around under their chairs to retrieve the gold. "There you go!" Ron yelled happily, stuffing a fistful of gold coins into Harry's hand. "For the omnioculars! Now you've got to buy me a Christmas present! Ha!" The great shamrock dissolved. The leprechauns drifted down onto the pitch on the opposite side from the villa, and settled themselves cross-legged to watch the match.
"And now, ladies and gentlemen, kindly welcome the Bulgarian national Quidditch team. I give you Dimitrov!"
A scarlet-clad figure on a broomstick, moving so fast it was blurred, shot out onto the pitch from an entrance far below, to wild applause from the Bulgarian supporters.
"Ivanova!"
A second scarlet-robed player zoomed out.
"Zograf! Levski! Volchanov! Volkov! And Crumb!"
"That's him! That's him!" yelled Ron, following Crumb with his omnioculars. Harry quickly focused his own. Victor Crumb was thin, dark and sallow-skinned, with a large curved nose and thick black eyebrows. He looked like an overgrown bird of prey. It was hard to believe he was only 18.
"And now please greet the Irish national Quidditch team!"
yelled Bagman.
"Presenting Connolly, Ryan, Troy, Mullet, Moran, Quigley, and Lynch!"
Seven green blurs swept onto the pitch. Harry spun a small dial on the side of his omnioculars and slowed the players down enough to read the word Firebolt on each of their brooms and see their names embroidered in silver upon their backs.
"And here, all the way from Egypt, our referee, acclaimed chair wizard of the International Association of Quidditch, Hassan Mustafa."
A small and skinny wizard, completely bald but with a moustache to rival Uncle Vernon's, wearing robes of pure gold to match the stadium, strode out onto the pitch. A silver whistle was protruding from under the moustache, and he was carrying a large wooden crate under one arm, his broomstick under the other. Harry spun the speed dial on his omnioculars back to normal, watching closely as Mustafa mounted his broomstick and kicked the crate open. Four balls burst into the air. The scarlet quaffle, the two black bludgers, and, Harry saw it for the briefest moment before it sped out of sight, the minuscule, winged, golden snitch. With a sharp blast on his whistle, Mustafa shot into the air after the balls.
"They're off!" screamed Bagman. "And it's Mullet, Troy, Moran, Dimitrov, back to Mullet, Troy, Levski, Moran!"
It was Quidditch as Harry had never seen it played before. He was pressing his omnioculars so hard to his eyes that his glasses were cutting into the bridge of his nose. The speed of the players was incredible. The chasers were throwing the quaffle to each other so fast that Bagman only had time to say their names. Harry spun the slow dial on the right of his omnioculars again, pressed the play-by-play button on the top, and he was immediately watching in slow motion, while glittering purple lettering flashed across the lenses, and the noise of the crowd pounded against his eardrums. Hawkshead attacking formation, he read, as he watched the three Irish chasers zoom closely together, Troy in the centre, slightly ahead of Mullet and Moran, bearing down upon the Bulgarians. Porskov ploy flashed up next, as Troy made as though to dart upwards with the quaffle, drawing away the Bulgarian chaser even over, and dropping the quaffle to Moran. One of the Bulgarian beaters, Volkov, swung hard at a passing bludger with his small club, knocking it into Moran's path. Moran ducked to avoid the bludger and dropped the quaffle, and Levski, soaring beneath, caught it.
"Troy scores!"
roared Bagman, and the stadium shuddered with a roar of applause and cheers.
10-0 to Ireland!"
"What?" Harry yelled, looking wildly around through his omnioculars. "But Levski's got the quaffle!"
"Harry, if you're not going to watch at normal speed, you're going to miss things," shouted Hermione, who was dancing up and down, waving her arms in the air, while Troy did a lap of honour of the pitch.
Harry looked quickly over the top of his omnioculars and saw that the leprechauns watching from the sidelines had all risen into the air again and formed the great glittering shamrock. Across the pitch, the Vila were watching them sulkily. Furious with himself, Harry spun his speed dial back to normal as play resumed. Harry knew enough about Quidditch to see that the Irish chasers were superb. They worked as a seamless team, appearing to read each other's minds by the way they positioned themselves, and the rosette on Harry's chest kept squeaking their names,
"Troy, Mullet, Moran!"
And within 10 minutes Ireland had scored twice more, bringing their lead to 30-0, and causing a thunderous tide of roars and applause from the green-clad supporters. The match became still faster but more brutal. Volkov and Volchanov, the Bulgarian beaters, were whacking the bludgers as fiercely as possible at the Irish chasers, and were starting to prevent them using some of their best moves. Twice they were forced to scatter, and then, finally, Ivanova managed to break through their ranks, dodge the keeper, Ryan, and score Bulgaria's first goal.
"Fingers in your ears!"
bellowed Mr. Weasley, as the Vila started to dance in celebration. Harry screwed up his eyes, too. He wanted to keep his mind on the game. After a few seconds, he glanced at the pitch. The Vila had stopped dancing, and Bulgaria were again in possession of the quaffle.
"Dimitrov! Levski! Dimitrov! Ivanova! Oh, I say!"
roared Bagman. 100,000 wizards and witches gasped as the two seekers, Crumb and Lynch, plummeted through the centre of the chasers so fast that it looked as though they had just jumped from aeroplanes without parachutes. Harry followed the descent through his omnioculars, squinting to see where the snitch was.